All right, good morning. It's 8:37. I'll call this meeting to order. I'll do the opening this morning. Dauna Ganchokwa, Sunciose, Chi Nati Ondu, Ganahiladungsla. Aguegos, Kaji, Dwahwe, Nuni, Guatne, Guladai, Tinue, Ladu, Nain, Yunkinua, Ohunjage, Chi Sego, Inali, Wandiro Hari, Datung, and Duhak, Yunguatne, Gul. Aguegos kajia dwahwe nuni in guatnigula, daitinawe ladu, nain o neganos hogu, ji sego inadli wadiero hari, datun yon duhak in guatnigul. Aguegos kajia dwahwe nuni in guatnigula, daitinawe ladu, nain o negli suha, ji sego inadli wadiero hari, datun yon duhak in guatnigul. Aguegos kajia dwahwe nuni in guatnigula, daitinawe ladu, nain gahiundis awahit, ji sego. Yonadli wanjero hari datu yon duhak in guatnigul. Aguegos kaji dwahwe nuni in guatnigul daitino e ladu. Nin asanate gundahundele. G sego inadli wanjero hari datu yon duhak in guatnigul. Aguegos kaji dwahwe nuni in guatnigul daitino e ladu. Nin onunquat togu. G sego inadli wanjero hari datu yon duhak in guatnigul. Aguegos kaji dwahwe nuni in guatnigul daitino e ladu. Nain oyunqua g sego inadli wanjero hari datu yon duhak in guatnigul. Aguegos kaji dwahwe nuni in guatnigul daitinue ladu. Nain galunda suha g sego inadli wanjero hari datu yon duhak in guatnigul. Aguegos kaji dwahwe nuni in guatnigul daitinue ladu. Nain ojita hasuha g sego inadli wanjero hari datu yon duhak in guatnigul. Aguegos kaji dwahwe nuni in guatnigul daitinue ladu. Nain gundilio suha, ji sego inadli wanjero hari datu yon duhak in guatnigul. Aguegos kaji dwahwe nuni in guatnigul daitinue ladu. Nain gunjokwa, ji sego inadli wanjero hari datu yon duhak in guatnigul. Aguegos kaji dwahwe nuni in guatnigul daitinue ladu. Nain owela suha, ji sego inadli wanjero hari datu yon duhak in guatnigul. Aguegos kaji dwahwe nuni in guatnigul daitinue ladu. Nain ladis sagayontese, ji sego lonadli wanjero hari datu yon duhak in guatnigul. Aguegos kaji dwahwe nuni in guatnigul daitinue ladu. Nain yodahalot sunqua jiha, ji sego inadli wanjero hari datu yon duhak in guatnigul. Aguegos kaji dwahwe nuni in guatnigul daitinue ladu. Nain yunki sota hue nidale. Ji sego yunkinigula dadi datu yon duhak in guatnigul. Aguegos kaji dwahwe nuni in guatnigula daitinue ladu. Nain yoji stokwalu. Ji sego inadli wanjero hari datu yon duhak in guatnigul. Aguegos kaji dwahwe nuni in guatnigula daitinue ladu. Nain gae ni yungwedage. Ji sego inadli wanjero hari datu yon duhak in guatnigul. Aguegos kaji dwahwe nuni in guatnigul daitinue ladu. Nain skanadalio, ji sego inadli wanjero hari datu yon duhak in guatnigul. Aguegos kaji dwahwe nuni in guatnigul daitinue ladu. Nain sunquai disu, ji sego inadli wanjero hari datu yon duhak in guatnigul. Dani. All right, our next order. Roll call. I think I've been forgetting that lately. Start with Trish.
Morning. Trish King, present.
David Jordan, present.
Kirby Matoxin, present.
Lisa Summers, present.
Yasa Hill, present.
Brandon Stevens, present.
Jenny Webster, present.
And Councilman Guzman is dealing with a leaky cup, but he's here. All right, next we have the adoption of the agenda. There's an agenda has been presented with two items. Is there any changes, Madam Secretary?
The agenda provided has two items. The first one is general tribal council for one item, and then the second item is for executive session. There are no other additions, deletions, or corrections at this time.
Motion to adopt the agenda will be in order.
Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Next on the agenda is General Tribal Council approved two actions regarding the fiscal year 2020 budget.
Mr. Chair.
Trish?
There's two items. One in regards to the schedule for the fiscal year 2020 budget. The first one is due to a change that in the previously tentative scheduled date for September 5th, I believe it was, we need to change it. That date is no longer available, so we need to change it to September 16th. It did affect our schedule, the annual schedule, the processing thing that we have to do, but not negatively. So we're just looking to formally take action to accept the revised schedule for information and then to reschedule the special tentative GTC meeting to September, from September 5th to September 16th.
Jenny?
Trish, it looks like September 16th or the September 27th was available.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So what's better for you, I guess?
The 16th is the date?
The only reason I suggest the 16th is because the 27th is a Friday, and could interrupt the gaming facility.
The 16th is a Tuesday. Yep, you're right.
It's our membership is used to Mondays, mm-hmm. and Fridays causes mm-hmm. trouble with gaming patrons.
So what's better for you? September 16th?
Yes.
Is there any other questions or comments? I think if not, Larry?
Not that it's of any consequence to the importance of the meeting, but being mindful of the operations at the gaming and the hotel, Packer's schedule doesn't come out, of course, for April. The probability of having a Monday night game is remote, but there's always that chance. So just thinking about that. Not that we would move the meeting, but we would confer with the Radisson and the meeting.
Okay, too. I guess I would prefer the earlier date as well, just in case there's questions that we have to modify or whatever, and give us time to use that, potentially use that second date as a rescheduled date if we want to try to do that. Lisa?
So is what I'm hearing you say then is that you would like us, even though we're going to select the 16th, is to continue to hold on to that other date as well? Because we don't normally do that for the budget meeting, but we can.
Yeah, I guess I'm just suggesting that just because of the, I guess, the more recent history of getting budgets approved at the first meeting has been difficult. I mean, we did all right this last one, but again, that was quite a bit of time after October 1. So if we're able to potentially still continue to hold that date as, because you just never know what kind of motions are going to be made at the GTC meeting, the first one, that might have to be actually modifying something and then bringing it back for GT's approval at a later date. And if we can potentially recess the meeting and then bring it back to order on the second scheduled date, I think we can try to keep within the timelines getting a budget adopted before the fiscal year. Lisa?
So I don't know that would be possible even if we held the date on the 27th. I think the only way that date would work, no, I don't even know that it would work, because generally what we do if there's a reason to postpone a meeting is we notice it right in the packet. So is that what you're suggesting that we do? We notice it right in the packet that the alternate date is the 27th? Because normally what happens is we have enough time in between the two dates to provide
updated packet.
Updated information. Yeah, because if we had to do updated information, then it wouldn't comply with the 10-day notice, and then the 27th date wouldn't work. If it's only simply recessing the meeting or because some kind of other event and we're just simply pushing it back, then that's different. And then we would notice the date right into the packet so that they know the alternate date is the 27th, but nothing would change.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what I'm being asked to do at this point, if anything.
Jenny?
So then if that's the case, then would there be a second stipend on the 27th? Okay. So for that reason, I'd prefer not to put that date on there because I'm afraid people are going to look at it. Oh, well, if we don't pass it here, we've already got another one set up for another stipend, you know.
All right. We'll select the, still looking for, I guess, a motion at this point to accept the revised fiscal 2020 calendar as information. Larry? Thank you. Jenny?
If we had to have a backup date, would it be possible to have the backup location back to the Turtle School? No?
No. Not with the numbers that we get.
Okay.
The capacity over there is too small for what the numbers are that we get for the attendance.
Okay.
If we could guarantee that they would be 1,200 or less, then we could, but we can't guarantee that there would be less than 1,200 people there.
Okay.
We've been averaging closer to between
16. Any other questions or comments on the requested action? If not, a motion would be in order to accept the revised fiscal year 2020 budget calendar as information.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny, is there a second?
Support.
Seconded by Trish. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. There's a second requested action to revise the tentative special general tribal council meeting to address the fiscal year 2020 budget from September 5th, 2019 to September 16th, 2019.
So moved.
Jenny made the motion. Is there a second?
Support.
Trish seconds it. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. So, I believe that completes that item. The next item left is executive session.
Motion to go into executive session.
Second. At 8:51.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by David, to go into executive session at 8:51. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, we're looking for a motion to come out of executive session at 9:55.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Lisa. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, we have several actions to consider this morning.
Mr. Chairman.
Lisa.
I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution revised and amend corporate charter of the Oneida Gulf Enterprise.
Second. Motion by Lisa, seconded by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Subsequent motion, Mr. Chair.
Lisa.
I'll make a motion to approve the agent duties and responsibilities as presented.
Second.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Subsequent motion, Mr. Chairman.
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to appoint Chad M. Foost, Assistant Chief Financial Officer of Gaming, as the agent of the Oneida Gulf Enterprise, beginning today and ending May 8th, 2019.
Second. Motion by Lisa, seconded by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Subsequent motion, Mr. Chairman.
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to accept the terms of the management contract between the Oneida Gulf Enterprise and Kemper Sports Management.
There's a motion by Lisa. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Subsequent motion, Mr. Chairman.
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to direct the Oneida Gulf Enterprise agent to provide a report on the deposit, operating, and payroll accounts, financial minimums, and the LPGA contract costs within 30 days or sooner after entering into the management agreement.
Board.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by Trish. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Subsequent motion, Mr. Chair.
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to direct the Oneida Gulf Enterprise agent to meet with the Oneida Nation's CFO and report on the long-term recommendations regarding the financial needs, loans, and the second executive at the second executive session meeting in October 2019.
Support.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by Trish. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. And I believe that concludes our actions on this item. So a motion to adjourn at 9:57 would be in order.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, thank you, everyone.
Thank you all for your work. Thank you.